People working in Africa's security fields say the continent represents a perfect storm to fuel fundamentalist terrorism. Millions of desperately poor people with nothing to lose by joining insurgencies. Large territories neglected by governments, allowing terrorists to establish bases. Porous borders making weapons trafficking easy. Corrupt government and security agencies. Well-established organized crime networks exploited by terrorists to finance their operations. Stephen Buchanan Clark heads security programs for the Good Governance Africa Group in Johannesburg.
The Taliban victory will be a huge source of motivation for jihadist groups internationally as a sort of proof of concept that a small local insurgency can over time defeat even the greatest military in the world.
He says the Taliban's control of Afghanistan will be a massive source of propaganda for Islamist extremist organizations to recruit more fighters. This, he says, represents the single biggest threat to Africa of the Taliban takeover. Then, says Buchanan Clark, it could impact on the global heroin trade. He points out that the entire eastern seaboard of Africa is a key heroin smuggling route.
Heroin that's farmed in Afghanistan gets shipped from the Makran coast of southern Pakistan that dials across the Indian Ocean and anchors the coast of Mozambique, then transferred onto ports like Wasinda de Praia and coastal towns like Pemba, repackaged en route to South Africa and then international markets.
Buchanan Clark says it's not known if Islamic State loyalists in Mozambique's Cabo Delgado region are using heroin sales to fund their activities. But any boost to trade in the narcotic will bolster terrorism there and across Africa.
Heroin trade definitely off in places like Mozambique, northern Mozambique, southern Tanzania. It deepens corruption because, you know, you need corruption to facilitate this trade. And it just increases general insecurity and fuels the illicit economy, which increases insecurity.
Other analysts have speculated that Taliban dominance in Afghanistan could see an influx of African insurgents into that country, looking to learn from the organization.
I don't see the Taliban providing training to, say, Islamist groups in Africa. Usually it's the other way around, you know, cases like in West Africa where Boko Haram and Islamic State West Africa province have received training from ISIS Central in Libya and Iraq. It's ISIS trainers being sent to Africa, not the other way around, you know, not African insurgents going to train abroad.
Buchanan Clark says there's nothing to indicate at this stage that the Taliban, which has been waging a local nationalist insurgency, wants to extend its reach like global terror networks such as IS and Al-Qaeda. He emphasizes that while the US has withdrawn from Afghanistan, it hasn't abandoned its war on terror, and Washington's aware that Africa is the new front of that conflict.
It'll be interesting to see if the US, because it has a lot of freed up counterterrorism capacity after withdrawing from Afghanistan, if they will choose to reallocate some of that capacity towards Africa. And we may see an increased American presence on the continent. Of course, America.
US forces already increasingly involved in training African militaries in counterterrorism and regularly launch drone strikes on targets in places such as Somalia. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.